Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, your Superior Livestock's Corn Belt Classic is coming up on Monday and Tuesday, June 10th and 11th in South Sioux City, Nebraska, 8 a.m. start time both days. They'll be offering a total of 61,705 head of cattle, including some great cattle here from the south central part of the U.S. For the catalog and video of all the cattle being sold, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them for more information, 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock's Corn Belt Classic.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contract, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. The last few months, we've seen lots of weather across the state of Oklahoma, including too much rain in certain areas and too little rain in certain areas. We've also seen tornadoes, large hail, and pretty much the gamut of storm systems across the state. I had the opportunity to visit with OSU's beef cattle specialist, Dr. Rosalind Biggs, to talk about strategies for ensuring animal and human safety during extreme weather events.
You know, we want to think about animals, of course. Well, I want to think about human safety first, animal safety next, and have a plan for those things, particularly if we need to evacuate. As we enter, you know, later summer, depending upon whether we've had rain or haven't had rain, we sure want to be thinking about wildfires as well. And so how we're going to respond to that is really kind of top of mind and being prepared. Now, once we've been through the weather, you know, we want to be thinking about, particularly when it comes to how much rain we have or have not, how that's going to impact our forages, particularly as we get maybe later in the season related to prussic acid or nitrates. You know, our classic kind of grass that we're worried about there is Johnson grass, and those indications of how that can impact animals grazing directly and or how we're going to hay those and things related to the, again, prussic acid, which is cyanide and nitrates as well. And then, you know, we don't want to forget water is critically important at all times of year, but particularly in the summer, as we can see, you know, heat stress to these animals and the ability to make sure that they're consuming enough water and potential contaminants we can see based on how much rainfall we have or have not had.
To hear my complete conversation with OSU's Dr. Rosalind Biggs, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, according to the latest Oklahoma Drought Monitor, exceptional drought or extreme drought still at zero, unchanged from the year. Severe drought or worse is now at 1.41%, which is down from last week's 6.72. Moderate drought now at 14.51, also down from last week's 14.68. And then abnormally dry or worse conditions now at 27.23, also down from the 29.60% that we saw last week. According to the 6 to 10 day precipitation outlook map, eastern third of the state leaning around a 33 to 40% chance of rain through June the 15th. Central third of the state is standing at a near normal chance of rain through the 15th. And then the western part of the state, along with the Oklahoma Panhandle, about a 33 to 40% chance of rain.
Today, we're talking with aphids and whiteflies about Safina insecticide from BASF.
We just got nailed with it.
So tell us, how are you feeling?
Really, really weird.
And you still want to devour this field?
Mm-mm.
No way, bro.
There you have it, folks. Safina insecticide is specifically engineered to disorient aphids and whiteflies so they can't eat. And when they can't eat, they can't destroy.
Help protect your sorghum from aphids with Safina insecticide. Always read and follow label directions.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.